Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bruchim Ma'azinim. This shiur will be Ezes Hashem be on Bava Kamma Dav Samach Zayin. And we're going to start with the Gemara's Kasha, Meisvei. The Gemara is bringing a raya that Yush is Kaina. Hagane Va'agazan Va'anis. Hikdeshon hektish, which umasin truma, umas raisan, maser. If a ganav and a gazan have a power to be makdish something, must be we're talking about after yush, and yush is kaina. And for the Gemara, it's not a raya. Amri, hasam ika shinu hashem. There, the reason why the ganav is able to be makdish it is not through the yush alone, it's because there's also shinu hashem, the meikara tivla vahashta truma, and meikara chulin. Vahashta hektish. Now there's a very famous kasha on this Gemara in the Rajba, the Masechta Gittin, Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis. Frek the Rajba, how can we say that the Ganav is able to be makdashit through the Shini Hashem? The Chayr, it's a catch 22. The only way that the Ganav is able to be makdash is because through the hektish is going to be a Shini Hashem. But it's only going to be a Shini Hashem if the hektish is actually chal. And if the hektish is only able to be chal, only because it's a Shini Hashem. So how is the Shini Hashem allow the hektish to be chal in the first place if the Shini Hashem is only affected through the hektish itself? That's the kasha of the Rajba. And the Rajba answers, a famous teretz, that hekdeshoi ukniyosoi boin keechod. It's true that the hektish needs the kinyan of Shini Hashem, and the Shini Hashem is only through the hektish. So they both come together. This Yisoid of Boyen Ke'echad is a famous Shveri Yisoid, which was found Kamam Akaimus B'Shas. One of the famous places is the Masechta Gittin, the Fine Gimel, in regards to a Isha being Zoicha in a get from her husband. Her Chatzar, Kozman, she's married, is B'Shus Habal, because he has a kid in Paris in the Chatzar. So the only way that she's able to be zeicha in the get in her chatzar is only because once she's divorced, the chatzar goes back to her. So the chatzar needs the chaleis gerushin, but the chaleis gerushin can only be affected through the chatzar. So how can the chatzar actually make her be megureshes? It doesn't start. It's a catch 22. Her chatzar is only hers because she's megureshes, and the gerushin is only chal because the chatzar is hers. And on that, the Gemara says, Gita v'yada boin kachas. It's true that the get needs her rishus, her yad, and it's true that her yad, her rishus, needs the get. So they both come together, boin ka'achas. This is a very deep yisoid. And the exact same yisoid is what the Rajba is using to be miyash of arasugye, hekdeshoi ukniyosoi boin ke'achon. In simple words, how can we say over this yisoid of boin ka'achas? L'chayra, there is no pshat. So I was makabel from Mayri Virabi, Reb Simcha Maimon Shlita, the Reish Chabura in the Brisker Kohel in Yerushalayim, and the Mechaber of the Sfarim, Simcha Yeshua, that this is the way to say it over. A Maisa, which through being Chal, that will generate the Koyach for the Maisa, that itself powers the Maisa to begin with. It's like a self-supported Maisa. The Maisa runs on its own generated gas. The Etzem fact that by the Maisa being Chal, now there will be Kayach for the Maisa to be Chal, that's what makes that the Maisa should initially be Chal. That's the Yisoid of Boyen Kachas. L'chayre, even after Divrei HaRajbe, our Gemara is still Shver. And this question is asked by Rabbi Yisrael Zalman in Evena Ezel, Hilchas Geneva, Perikei Halacha Gimel. Our Gemara is really very different than the Gemara of Gita V'yada Boyen Kachas, because over there, through the Gerushin, there will actually be a Yad to the Isha to be able to be Mezgarish. So it could all come together. But over here, the only thing that makes the Kinyan is the Shinui Hashem. The Shinui Hashem is the fact that there's an actual Chaleis Hekdish. The regular there's a Chaleis Hekdish, it's Hekdishes, and it never goes back to the Ganif. So even with the future Kinyan that's going to happen, I day the Shinui Hashem, that will never make it the ganivs, that will just make it hektish. And l'chayre, in order for something to be hektish, the ganiv himself has to be makdashit. Hektish can't be chal by itself, you need a koyach ha-makdash. So over here, even if we're going to have the klal of Gita v'yadei b'ayin k'achas and say hekdesh rei v'kniyasei b'ayin k'achas, but it's never going to be the makdashes, so how does the ganiv have a kayach to affect hektish in the schayfetz if even the future kinyan is not going to generate a kayach for the ganiv, that it should be the ganivs that he should be able to be makdash it? So the chayra, the klal of b'ayin k'achas, does not help over here. This is a very big kasha which has bothered the Olam HaYeshivas for many generations. So we'd like to say over a teretz, which is a dua b'Olam HaYeshivas, and it's based on the Yesoidus of Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Shiurim, and Ois Yedalid, and Ois Tazayin, and other places throughout the parak. We know the Gemara earlier on the Samach Vav says, Shinoi Kaina. How do we know Shinoi Kaina? Because it says in the Pasuk V'heishav Esagzeil Asher Gazal, Im Kein Shagazal, Kozman the Chayfetz is in the form that it was B'Shas Agzeila, there's a mitzvah V'heishav. If it's not Kein Shagazal, he doesn't have to give back the Chayfetz, Domim Ba'ish Lumi. And it's Yidua that this Gemara is the Chayret Tzarech Bir. Because even though there's no longer a mitzvah Hashav Esagzeila, once a Shinoi happens, once it's not the Chayfetz of Asher Gazal, but how does the chayfetz become from the property of the nigzal to being the property of the gazlin? The nigzal never had das to be makne to the gazlin. The shinui could be mafkia the chayfetz hashava, but to actually make it the chayfetz shal gazlin, how does that happen? So Rabbi Chanan is masber with his big yisoid that be'emes, every maisig gneva ugzela has within it kinyone gneva ugzela, and has within it the innate power to be kind of the chayfetz. Be'emes, as soon as a ganav or a gazan steals a chayfetz, it should work, and it should become his chayfetz entirely. What's being ma'akiv, the ganav from being the kind of the chayfetz right away, is the mitzvah satayra of v'heishav v'sagzela. The v'heishav v'sagzela is holding the chayfetz back in the rishus of the nigzal. But if not for the mitzvah of v'heishav v'sagzela, the gzela itself would work and would become the property of the ganav. That's why, as soon as the chayfetz is no longer asher gazal kein shegazal, and in this matziv there is no mitzvah of heishav v'sagzela anymore, now we return to the default kinyan gzela ugneva, and mimela the ganav and the gazan are kainit machmas the original maisa. That's the yisoid of Rabbi Chanan. Now Rabbi Chanan takes this a step further. Zog Rabbi Chanan, it's not the pshat that until there's a hafka on the v'heishav v'sagzela, so the kinyan is never chal in the first place. But rather, as soon as the ganav and the gazlan steals it, he's already kind of a kinyani gneva, that this chayfetz is his, afazoy vayit, to the extent, in as much as there is no mitzvah sashav v'sagzela. The v'heishav v'sagzela is a continuous ma'akev, and it's continuously holding it back and putting it back into the rishus of the nigzal. But klape a matziv, where there is no v'heishav v'sagzela, he's already kainit immediately. The kinyan already takes effect. That's the yisoid of Rabbi Chanan. So now let's talk about our case. Through the kriyas shem hektish, there's going to be a shinui Hashem, and the shinui Hashem is going to make that the schayfetz is no longer asher gazal. Memela is going to be a kinyan lehektish, and the two things work together, I'll be the aside of Bayan Ka'achas. But the emes is that the Shinui Hashem, that mitzar atzma isn't the kinyan. The Shinui Hashem is just what allows the kinyane gneva to take effect, and he's kainit, machmas the kinyane gneva. How did the hektish get those kinyane gneva? The teretz is, that's what the ganav is doing by being makdashit. When the ganav is makdash to chayfetz, he's giving over his power to hektish, that this chayfetz should be hektishes in as much as there is no chayfetz hashavas agzela. And because with being makdashit, there's going to be a shinui Hashem, and bebas achas, the hektish is going to be chal, that's what the ganav is doing by being makdashit. He's giving over those kinyan agzela klape in regards to that matziv, that the hektish is going to be chal, and there's going to be a shinui Hashem, and it's going to rightfully be hektishes. So it comes out that this entire chain of events of the Bayan Ka'achas is all coming through the power of the Hakdasha Saganev, because he already has today, at the time of the Hakdasha, a koyach and a kinyan in the chayfetz, klapi the matziv, that the hekdesh is going to affect the Shini Hashem, and there's going to be a reason that the hekdesh should be chal. All that happens, ayidei, the koyach and the kinyan that the ganav has, and through his maisa hekdesh. Havein zois. Ad kan, shtickle number one of this shir. And now let's go weiter within the same inyan. L'chayre, if it's true like we were masber, b'shem the Rajbe, and b'shem Rabbi Chanan, that be'emes, a ganav has a koyach to create a hekdeshe kniyase bo'en ka'achas, l'chayre, this should work even if there's no yush. Because shinu Hashem, l'chayre, should be kaina even without yush. Because it's no longer asher gozal. Nevertheless, we know the famous memra of Rabbi Yochanan brought down later in the Gemara on Daf Samaches and on Daf Samachtes and on Daf Ayin, Gozal v'leinus Yaishu abaylim shneim eni chayin lahakdish zeh lefisha eni shaloi v'zeh lefisha eni b'shusay, that someone who steals a chayfetz and the baylim was not misyayish, you cannot be makdish lechayfetz because it's eni shaloi. L'chayre, he should be able to be makdish lechayfetz because of the mechanics of Bayan Ka'achas, that even though at this point it's Eina Shaloi, but he's giving over the Kinyan Exela to Hekdesh, and once he's being Makdesh to the Shina Hashem, which makes the Bayan Ka'achas to Hekdesh Shabichal. So why is it true that Gozov Leinis Yahya Shabbalim Eina Chayim Lahakdesh, Lechayre, the Shina Hashem, should facilitate the Hekdesh to be Chal? So the emes is that Taisvis, earlier on this daf, Divriya Maschal Ha, talks about the Inyan of Shina Hashem. When a ganav steals a piece of ur, and he decides to turn it into a kli, to turn it into a itzvah, some sort of table, just with his machshava itself, which the Gemara says will make that it's considered a gemar malacha and will be makabel tuma because of the shinui Hashem, meikara mishcha. It originally had a shem of just ur ba'alma, and now with the machshava of the ganav, it's going to have a shem of a kli avarzim. Taisus over there is mechiach from the sugya that the shinui Hashem alone is not going to work. It only works b'tziruf of a yush. How do the two things work together? So Taisus has two pirushim. The first pshat of Taisus is that this shinui Hashem is a shinui Hashem katan. It's not a major shinui Hashem, so it doesn't work on its own devices. It needs a tziruf of a yush as well. Taisus later on in the last parak on Daf Kufir Aleph Amud Beis with Divrei Maschil Gozov Leinis Yaishu Abaylim, he's meisif some hesber and he says Dulehavi kol kach b'shus mare achar yush k'may lefnei yush. The chayfetz is not as much in the reshus of the baylim after yush as it is before yush. Shenokel lotzis m'shus baylim b'shini reshus ayshini Hashem. The yush still affects that it's easier for it to go out of the reshus of the baylim. Ayidei Hashinu Hashem. Akol Panim, this is the first Mahalach of Taisvis, the Yush, although it isn't Kaine, it facilitates the Shini Hashem, Katan, to be able to be Kaine. That's Taisvis' first Mahalach. According to that, that will be Pshat here as well. The Shini Hashem of Meikara Chulin Vahashta Hektish, we can say, is not a Shini Hashem Gadol, it's only a Shini Hashem Katan. It's not a different Chayfis entirely. It's just not considered chulin, it's considered hektish. So that only works b'tziruf of the yush. Taisvis says a second pshat, that be'emes, the shinui Hashem alone would make that the ganav should be able to be kaina. The problem is that the ganav doesn't have a koyach to actually make the shinui Hashem. If there is no yush, ain shem hektish chalalav. The ganav's kriyas shem of hektish is really powerless. Memele, first, we need to have Yush, and Ayidei the Yush, he has a koyach to be makdashet. But l'chayre, it's still tzarech bi'ur tuva, because like we explained, the Yush mitzad atzmai, be'emes isn't kaine, and it's not the property of the ganavs. So how is the ganav able to be makdashet? Only through the mechanics of kniyase ve'ekdeshoi ba'en ka'achas. So l'chayre, if that's the way it's working, so we don't even need the Yush. And if for some reason Taisus does not hold the Vekdesh of Kinyasi Bo'en Ka'achas, then the Yish doesn't help anyway, because the Yish doesn't work that it should become the property of the Ganev, and the Ganev can't be Makdashit because it's Einei Shaloi. So how does the Yish work to allow somehow the Ganev to be Makdashit? Memonoshach, If he holds a kedusha kliyos ben karchas, we don't need the yish, and if he doesn't, the yish shouldn't help. So Reb Shimon Shkop in Chedushe ben Shimon Yehuda Kayin in Baba Basra Simon Chafei, he's masber as follows that be'emes. Really, Taisus also agrees to the concept of Hekdesha V'Kniyase Bo'en Kachas. Nevertheless, there's a problem with the Ganev being able to start the ball of Hekdesha V'Kniyase Bo'en Kachas rolling in the first place. Why? Because Be'emes, the Ramban, in Milchamis, later on in Daf Kuf Yudalid, he also says like this Mahalach of Taisus, that you need the Yish in order to be able to make the Shinei Hashem. And he's talking over there in regards to the power of the Ganiv making a Shinei Hashem and his Machshava, changing it from a piece of Or to an Avarzin, to a Kli, and says the Ramban that the reason why you need Yish for that is because Kozman, the Bailam, is not Messiah-ish. So the fact that the Ganiv decides that this Chafetz should be something, this piece of Or should be a table, his decision is not binding Bechlal. Because Kozman of the Bailam is not Messiah-ish, and a Bailam Meratfin Acharov, the Iker Kvias of what this piece of R is meant to be used for is Talui in the Das and the Ratzon of the Bailam, not the Ganev. The Bailam is running after him. At some point, hopefully the Bailam will still get it back. The piece of R is still bound to the Bailam, and the Bailam's Ratzon, that's what's Keveah that this R should be. The Ganav's Ratzon is Bechlal not a Kaveh whatsoever. It's only through the Metzias of Yish that the Bailam is not Merat Fenacharov anymore. Now this piece of R is not attached at all to the original Bailam. Now the future of this piece of R is all Mitli Tali in the Das and the Ratzon of the Ganav. Now if the Ganav goes ahead and makes a decision that this thing should be used as a table, that decision actually affects the Chayfetz. Azoy Zok the Ramban to be Masber, the function of Yiyush in the Ganav having a machshava that this Or should be a table. Zok Reb Shimon, that the same Yisoid applies to Hektish as well. Because chutz from the fact that we need a power of a Bailam to be Makdish, which that we're going to get out of the Hekdesh of Kinyas Yibon Ka'achas, but the Etzem bare Maisa HaKadosha requires a Kriyas Shem Hektish. In order to make something Hektish, the Baal HaChavetz has to be Kriyas Shem HaReze Hektish. If there was no Yish HaBailim, and the Ganav goes ahead, and he says, you know what, this Chafetz HaReze Hektish, who is he Bechlal? His Dibur of HaReze Hektish is not binding and has no effect in this Chafetz Bechlal. Who is he to decide what this Chafetz should be? It's Bailim Arat V'Nachareyim. The destiny of this Chafetz is in the hands of the Bailim, not in the hands of the Ganav Bechlal. So here also, we need the element of Yish, that the Bailim should not be Arat V'Nachareyim anymore. Now this Chafetz is not totally in what the Nignav wants it to be. This Chafetz is totally what the Ganav wants to be, because it's here to stay. The destiny of this Chafetz is in the hands of the Ganav. So through Yish, that allows that the Kriyas Shem of the Ganav should be a real Kriyas Shem, and that could start the ball rolling and have the Kdesh of Kinyas Ibn Ka'achas, which eventually is going to make that the Hektish should be Chal. That's the Mahalach of Reb Shimon. Ad Kan, Shtikl number 2. And now let's go weiter. Taisvis b'divir maschil me'ikar achulin and other rishainim are ma'ir in our Gemara. Why does the Gemara have to say that the reason why Hektish is chal because there's a Shini Hashem me'ikar achulin v'hashta Hektish? Even without the Shini Hashem, it could be chal ayidei the Shini Rishus. So Taisvis answers that not every Hektish is considered a Shini Rishus. Kodshim shechayiv b'achriyusin. For example, a chatas or a asham, where if it gets lost, the person who is makdish the chatas v'asham is going to be chayev v'achrayis, he's going to have to bring another one. That is not considered a shini rishus b'chlal. The etzem fact that the bailam is still talui on the carbon being hokrav, and kozman it's not nikrav, he's chayev to replace it with a different carbon, that makes that it's still considered b'rishus hamakdish. So in this case, if the Ganav would be makdashit as a chatas and a asham, it's not considered a shini rishus, because the chiyav achrayis that the Ganav has to replace the chatas for asham, kozman it's not nikrav, that makes that it's still considered birshus haganav, and there's no shini rishus. And it is for that case that the Gemara has to come on to shini hashem. That's Taisus' Teretz. The Ramban has a different Teretz, and he says, Enachanami, as far as Hektish and Chulin's concerned, the Gemara could have said, Shini Rishus. But because this Braisa also includes Trumas and Maisers, and Trumas and Maisers, says the Ramban, that's not considered a Shini Rishus, that's why the Gemara used the Indian of Shini Hashem, which that's an Eitzah for everything. Truma and Maisa is a Shini Hashem, and Hektish is also a Shini Hashem. Adkan, the Terutzim of the Rishonim, on this question. Now, the Ksois HaChayshen in Simon Shindun Gimel, Sifkat and Aleph, he has a different Teretz for Taisus' question. And he's makdim it with the Machlekes Rishonim in the Halacha of Yish Vishini Rishos. We know that Shini Rishos alone is not Kaine. We need Yish Vishini Rishos. Now, do you need it that should be in that order, first Yush and then afterwards Shini Rishus? Or you can have first Shini Rishus and then afterwards Yush. Says the Ksois, there's a machlekes Rishonim about this. Because Taisvis, on this daf, at the end of the Divya Maskul Amar Ula, and the Ramban in Melchamis, later on daf Kufi Dalid, they both say that you need first Yush and only afterwards Shini Rishus. However, the Rambam, in Hilchas Gneva Perikei Alach Gimel, and in Hilchas Gzeila Perik Beis Halacha Gimel, he says that it works both ways. As long as you have Yush and Shin Rishus, the Seder is not Ma'akev. What's the Bir HaMachlekes between the Taisus and the Ramban and the Rambam? Zaktik Tzais, they're arguing in the Etzem Yisoid of the entire Halacha of Shin Rishus. The Rambam will start with, he holds Shin Rishus is a kind of a Shinui. Shin Rishus is also not Asher Gozal. Just like Shini Maise, it's not Asher Gazal. Just like Shini Hashem, it's not considered Asher Gazal. So Shini Rishus, if it's no longer in the Rishus of the Ganiv, it's in the next Rishus, that's also called not Asher Gazal. Nevertheless, the not Asher Gazal of Shini Rishus is only a Shini Katan. So it needs a Tziruf of Yush as well. If that's the pshat, then it needs a Tziruf of Yush as well, in order that the combined Yush and the Shini Rishus should affect the Kenyan, the Tziruf makes no difference how it's done. First Yish and then Shin Rishos, or first Shin Rishos and then Yish. As long as we have both of them, it's Kaino. That's Pshat in the Shitas HaRambam. Masha Enkein, Taisvis, and the Ramban, they hold that the Yisoid that Shin Rishos is Kaino is Be'emes that you're Kaino Aide the Yish itself, Zaktik Sais. Why? Because really, the Gemara earlier in the Samach Vav says that just like we find by Aveda that Yish is Kaina, so too by Gzela Yish should be Kaina. The only reason why Yish alone is not Kaina is because, like the Gemara says, it's be Sura Asal Yada. Because the Chafetz came to the hands of the Ganev in an oifen that he's Neschaiv and Ashava, after he's Neschaiv and Ashava already, the Yish doesn't pater him from the Ashava, and the Yish doesn't allow him to be Kaina. The Chafetz Ashava stays in place, and he's Mechuyiv to return it to the Bailim, and he's not Kaina. But that's only calls mine it's Biyad Ganev, that it's Yisur Asal Yadid. But if after the Yish it goes on to the next Rishus, the Lekeach, he got it Behetair Asal Yadid. He had got it after Yish. So in the Lekeach's hands, he can be Kainit with Yish alone, and he doesn't have the problem of Yisur Asal Yadid. That's the Mahalach that the Ksais turns up, Leshitas HaTaisvis and Leshitas Ramban, and the Emesis Ramban himself, Teich Dvarav, says this Yisoid over there in Mohammed on Daf Kuf Yudalad. Zak the Ksais, Memela, it's Pashet that you need first Yish and only afterwards Shina Rishus. Because it's the Yish itself that's being Kaina. And the Shina Rishus is just in order to make it that it's Iteri Asli Yadei. If you first had Shina Rishus and only afterwards Yish, again it would be Bisur Asli Yadei because it came to the hands of the Lekeach, but I found that there's a Chiv to be Meshav to the Bailim because he was not yet Miss Yayish. Zak the Ksais Achayshin, Telefid Shitas. Taisvis Varamban, the Indian of Shini Rishus only applies to a Hedyet, a simple person that he goes ahead and he's Kainit Miyad HaNignav, he's able to go ahead and initiate a Kenyan because Klape him, there's Yush and it's a Teiros Liyade. But in regards to Hektish, which Hektish is never kind of something by itself, you need a Kayach HaMaktish. So over here, the Maktish, which is the Ganev, he can't be Maktishit because Klape him, it's Isuras Liyade. And for Hektish to be Kaina itself, because Klapi Hektish is a Teras Liyadeh, Hektish never goes ahead and is Kaina something by itself. You need a Maktish. Therefore, the Inin of Shini Rishus cannot apply by Hektish. That's what the Ksai says. Memeilus like the Ksai, the feed that it's in Siyashiv, Taisa's question in Arasugya. The Gemara in regards to Hekdash couldn't say Shini Rishus. The Gemara had to say Shini Rishim, because the Indian of Shini Rishus, which is just a Kinin of Yush, but it's his Teiras Liyadei, that cannot apply according to the Mahalach of Taisus and the Ramban that she taught some, that the entire Indian is just the Indian of Hetera Asa Liyade. Adkan Divrei Ksais HaChayshim. But the emes is that the Zachar Mamish Apella, because Taisus himself and the Ramban, they're the ones who ask this Kasha, and each one of them gives a different Teretz. Taisus says, Kachem Shechayev Bechriyusan. The Ramban says, because of Trumas Umaisris. Both of them don't say, because the whole Indian of Shini Rishus is just the Indian of a Teira Asaliyade, and that doesn't apply by Hektish. Why not? L'chayr the Ksais is correct. Zok Reb Shimon Shkop, over there in Baba Basa Simon Chafei, that it must be, even though it's true that the Ramban himself and Taisus hold of the Yisayt of the Ksais, that Klape the Kaina, there's a Teira Asaliyade, but that's not the only Mahalach of Shini Rishus. Shini Rishus could work for two reasons. It could work for the reason of Ateras Liyadei, but they also agree to the Yisayit of the Rambam that it works midin Shinoi. If it works midin Shinoi, just it needs a Tziruf of Yush, then we can say that the Ganev could affect that Shinoi, Ide the powers of Hekdeshe v'kniyasei bo'en ke'echad, like we were masber in the beginning of this Shir. Now the question is though, if that's true that it works midin Shinoi, so why do we need that the Yush should precede the Shinoi? Why can we do it like the Rambam and have Shini Rishus and afterwards Yush? So the emes is that this question could be answered based on the Taisa that we said previously. Taisa said two Tirutzim why we need a Yush Bachlal with Shini Hashem. Taisa in the second Teretz, it says that in order to affect and to create a Shini Hashem, you need Yush in the first place. Because if not for Yush, his Shinui Hashem is not Koveya, doesn't affect the Chayfetz Bechlal. And Taisus over there says that that's the same reason why we need Yush together with the Shinui Rishus. Zog Taisus is Ela Shinai, V'chein Shinui Rishus, Im Ein Yush, Ein Shinui Rishus. If the Bailam wasn't Messiahish, then the attempt for Shinui Rishus, which the Ganav does by being Magdashut or by giving it over to the next Rishus, doesn't work at all, because he isn't Bekayach to create the Shinui Rishus at all, because Man the Bailam is not Messiahish. According to that, it's understandable that you need that there should be first a Yush, and only afterwards a Shini Rishus. So according to the second Mahalach of Taisus before, it's Nisiyashiv, why Taisus would hold, you need first Yush and only after Shini Rishus, although it's Mavur and Taisus himself, that he holds Shini Rishus also has an Inyan of Shini to it, and not just the Inyan of Heteras Liyadei. What still needs to be explained is according to the first Arts of Taisus before, who says that the reason why you need Yush and Shinui Hashem is because it's a Shinui Hashem katan and it's just a tziruf. So l'chayra hu adin l'gabi Shinui Rishus, Taisus is going to say the same Yisai, that Shinui Rishus is not enough of a Shinui, only but tziruf the Yush. According to that, l'chayra the Rambam should have been correct, and we should say that Shinui Rishus v'achikach Yush should also work. V'tzarech iyon l'eis ata. Adkan, shtickle number 3. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Omar Ule, Minayin liyush sheina kaina. What's a makar that yush is not kaina? Shenemar, vavesem gozel as a pisech vesachayla, gozel dumi de pisech. Ma pisech, the less la tekanta klal, av gozel, the less la tekanta. Leishna alfne yush, veleishna achri yush. From the fact that the pasuk passels a carbon ha gozel, just like it passels a carbon which is a balmum, that teaches us that there's no takana to a carbon that's gozel, and even after yush, the carbon is going to be pasul. From the fact that the carbon is pasul, Ula says yush is einai kaina. Now the pashtus of Ula is that yush is not kaina bachlal, and it does not become the property of the gazlan. L'chayre, that can't be the reason why the carbon is pasul, because even if yush alone is not kaina, but Yush combined with Shini Hashem and Shini Rishus, Avada is kaina. So at the end of the day, this carbon actually belongs to him, and the Hektish is going to be Chal. So why would the carbon be possible? Even if Yush is not kaina, there's a kinyan of Yush with Shini Hashem and Shini Rishus. So the emes is that in the Yisoid Hapsul Lashitas Ula, there are three Mahalchim in the Rishayim. Taisvis and many other Rishayim as well. The Ramban in the Mochamas later on Daf Kuf Yudalet. And the Balamar later on Daf Kuf Yudalet. Taisvis' Mahalach is that the Yisoid Hapsul, according to Ula, is Midin Mitzvah Boba Aveira, which means to say, even if Ayideh the Yish Vashini Rishos and Shini Hashem is actually Kaina the animal and it belongs to Hektish, nevertheless, because it came Ayideh Aveira, it's going to be possible Midin Mitzvah Ababa Aveira. Now there is a machlaikis in Taisus between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, is that only because Yish alone is not Kaina, but if Yish alone was Kaina, so that would no longer be considered a mitzvah baba avera, being that he was kainet already b'shas yush alone. That's the shita sari. Or the emes is that even if yush itself was kainet, that would still be a mitzvah baba avera. And the fact that Ula says yush ain't a kainet doesn't really mean that it's not the property of the ganev. It just means it's not kainet in a way that it's going to be machshir the carbon. Because even if it's true that it belongs to the ganev, the psul of mitzvah baba avera will still linger on after the kinyan of Yush. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. But the common denominator between both of them is that in Ula's halacha, the psul is midin mitzvah baba avera. Just lefi Rabbeinu Tam, it's even if Yush alone is kaina, and lefi the Ri, it's only because you need the Yush together with the Maisa HaKadosha to create a Shini Hashem and a Shini Rishos in order to be kaina. That's the first malach. The Ramban in Mochamas and Daf Kuf Yudalid, he brings down this Mahalach, and then he says another pshat. And he says, even if we were to hold like the Manda Omar that doesn't hold of the whole concept of Mitzvah Baba Veira, like there is such a Manda Omar in Masechta Sukkah Daf Lamed, still this carbon would be possible. Because being that the Makdish was never kind of the Chayfetz, this animal never belonged even for 1 minute to the Makdish. It went immediately to the Rishos of Hekdish, Ayde the kinyan of Yish, Vishini Hashem, and Shini Rishos. So it's a carbon without a bailim. A carbon without a bailim is Eino Ro'oi Li Karev. The definition of a bailim means that it actually was the property of the Makdish, and then he was Makdish it as a carbon. That's the Mahalach of the Ramban. The third Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Balamor over there, and he says that over here we're talking about where he was Makdish it as a carbon. When you makdish it as a carbon, there's no kinyan of Shini Rishem and Shini Rishos. The only time we consider Hektish to be a Shini Hashem in the Gemara earlier, or a Shini Rishos, that's only Hektish of Bedek HaBayis. But Kedushas Mizbeach is not a Shini Hashem and a Shini Rishos. Where does the Baal HaMor get this idea to be machalik between Kedushas Bedek HaBayis and Kedushas Mizbeach? So the emes is, it comes from the Gemara later. The Gemara on Daf Ayin Vav says that if a ganev steals an animal and he's makdish it l'mizbeach, the maisa hakdasha is not considered a maisa mechira to be machayev him dal vehe. Why not? So the Gemara says, mishum demi kara tura de ruvein, vahashta tura de ruvein. Even after he's makdish it l'mizbeach, it still has a shem tura de ruvein, and that's not considered and Maisa Mechira L'chayev Eidal V'hei. But on the other hand, there's a Gemara later on in the Fayin Tess, Amar Aleph, that says that if the Ganav is Makdash HaKhefetz, that is considered a Mechira to be M'chayev Eidal V'hei. Because the Gemara says, Mali Mochri LeHedyet, Mali Mochri LeShamayim. What's the difference if he sells it to a Hedyet, a Stama person, or he sells it LeShamayim by being Makdash it? So the Gemara on the Fayin Tess is a Stira to what the Gemara that says on the Fayin Vav. So the Rishonim all ask this kasha, and they answer, Ayin Taisus Lakamanda Fayin Tes, Divrei Maskil Ganev, and other Rishonim, that we have to differentiate between Kedushas Bedek HaBayis and Kedushas Karbin. A Kedushas Karbin, there, the Shem of the Makdish is still on the Karbin, that's not considered a Mechira. Me'kara Tura Deruven, Vahashta Tura Deruven. Masha'enken, Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, which that becomes the monetary property of the Rishus of Hektish, that's considered a regular mechira, and on that we say, Mali Mokhra Lehedyet, Umali Mokhra Leshamayim. So getting back to the Baal HaMor, it's based on this chilik that the Baal HaMor is mechalik in regards to the halacha of Shini Hashem and Shini Rishos. So too, Davke HaKadosh of Bedek HaBayis we could consider that a Shinah Hashem and a Shinah Rishos, because by being Makdash at the Bedek Abayis, it's like a Mechira, it becomes the property, the monetary property of Hekdash. Masha Enkein, if you're Makdash at L'mizbeach, just like the Gemara says that it's not a Mechira because may Karat Tura de Ruvain, Vahashta Tura de Ruvain, that's not a Mechira. So too, in regards to Shinah Hashem and Shinah Rishos, it's not going to be considered a Shinoi, because may Karat Tura de Ruvain, Vahashta Tura de Ruvain. Adkan, the beer of the Baal Amor. The Machamis over there asks on the Baal Amor, and he says, Bishlam al-Gabi Shinah Rishos, so I could hear that chiluk applies. May Karat Tura de Ruvain, Vahashta Tura de Ruvain. If the Gemara doesn't consider it a Mechira, so we won't consider it a Shinah Rishos. But in regards to Shinoi Hashem, that's in fact that it has a Shem Karban and a Shem Hektish, even though the Shem of the Baalim is still on it, Tura de Ruvain, that should still be a Shinoi Hashem. That's the kasha of the Mechamis against the Baal Amor. But Kinnered, that the Baal Amor holds, that even in regards to Shinoi Hashem, the Shem Karban, which is called Tura de Ruvain, the Shem of the Baalim is still on the Karban, that makes that it shouldn't be a Shinoi Hashem either. Not just not a Shinoi Rishos, but also not a Shinoi Hashem. So these are the three Mahalchim. Taisus Mahalach of Mitzvah Babavera, the Ramban's Mahalach because there's no Baalim to the Karban, and the Baal Amor's Mahalach because it's not considered a Shinoi Hashem and Shinoi Rishos by Kedushas Haguf. Adkan, shtickle number 4. Now let's go back to the Machlekes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, which we mentioned earlier, in regards to the Klal of Mitzvah Babavera. Ula's Lashon is, Amar Ula, Minayin Liyush Sheina Kaina. The Pashtus of Ula's Lashon is, that Yush is not a Kinin at all. However, the Rabbeinu Tam brings Rayas that really Ula holds that Yush is a Kinin. Therefore, he explains that when Ula says Yush is a Nekaina, what he really means to say just is that it's going to be a Pasala Karban, and that's on account of the Klal of Mitzvah Baba Avera. So it comes out, even though the Bailam was Messiahish before the Ganav was Makdash to Karban, and at the time that the Ganav comes to be Makdash to Karban, it's already his Pashatav personal property, because he was Kainit B'Yush alone. Nevertheless, the psul of Mitzvah Baba Avera is still Kayam in this animal. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri, however, holds that no, Ula's words of Yush Sheina Kaina are to be taken literally. And really, Yush is not a Kenyan. Because had Yush been a Kenyan, and the Ganav would have been kind of the Chayfetz, Ayidei Yush alone, way before that he's Makdash the Chayfetz, that would take away the psul of Mitzvah Baba Avera as well. Just the reason why it's possible is because Yush is not Kainet, and he's only Kainet through Yush and the Maisa Hekdish, which is a Shina Hashem and a Shina Rishos. And because through the Maisa Hekdish, that's when the Kinyan is going to be Chal, therefore the Psul of Mitzvah Baba Avera is Kayam. So it comes out that Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri are arguing whether a Ganav that's Kainet the Chayfetz prior to the Maisa Hekdish, because Yush alone is Kainet, does that take away the psul of Mitzvah Baba Avera or not? Now, let's try to understand this machlaikas. L'chayrim, al pisvara pshuta, we can understand the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The psul of Mitzvah Baba Avera sounds like a pshuta, a mitzvah, which comes about through an Avera. The fact that it happens to be that there was Yush, and the Chavetz actually now belongs rightfully, halachically, to the Ganev, doesn't take away from the fact that it was Baba Avera. The only way how the Ganav got this Chayfetz, which he is being Makdish, is through a Maisa Gneva. Eventually he's Kainet as well. But the fact that it was Baba Avera is still there, and it makes sense that that should passel the Karban within Mitzvah Baba Avera. The Ri, however, obviously holds not like that. The Ri holds that once he's Kainet the Chayfetz, the Psul of Mitzvah Baba Avera is not there anymore. Only if the Kinyan happens at the time of the Maisa Hekdash Mamish, that's when we say there's a psul of Mitzvah Baba Avera. L'chayre, that's Tzarech Bihur. So, in the Pshat of the Ri, we find L'shaynas of Rishaynim in Masechta Git and Daf Nun Hei. And in those Rishaynim, we see two different Eschayas, how to explain the Ri. The Rajbe, he says, Azoy, V'zeh L'shaynay, Kivan de Betchilas Hekdashay Einay Kani Layadayin, Pasle Rachmana Lakrava. Because at the beginning of the Hekdash, meaning at the time of the Maisa Hekdash, it's not his yet. Therefore, Pasle Rachmana Lakrava. The Chayrim, the Pshat and the Rajbe, is as follows. The psul of mitzvah baba avera is not because, historically speaking, a ma'isa avera had to have happened in the chain of events in order for this mitzvah to take place. Rather, the psul of mitzvah baba avera is only called zman, the shem avera is still kayim within the chayfetz. Therefore, if the Bailam was Messiahish beforehand, and the Yish alone is Kaine, so the Shem of the Avera is Batel. We no longer see the Maisa Avera of Gzel in this Chayfetz, because from now on, this Chayfetz is the regular belonging of the Ganif. Therefore, there is no longer a Psul of Mitzvah Baba Avera. This understanding, we could see also in the Lashon of Reb Kiva Eger in Sukkah Daf Lamed, and his Lashon is, the Be'idon HaMitzvah, the Hainu HaHektish, Kolsa ha'avera. The avera is already finished. Masha enkein, if the kinyan only happens through the Maisa Hekdesh, there says the Rajbe, because b'tchila sekdeshai, at the initial point of the Hekdesh, ain't a kinyan layadayin, it's not yet his. Therefore, the shem of the avera is still kayim in the chayfetz that the mitzvah is being done in. Therefore, the psul of mitzvah of avera is going to be kayim, because b'shas Hekdesh, which that is the initiation of the mitzvah, the shem of the gzela is still kayim in the chayfetz. That's the beer of the Rajba and Rabbi Kiva Eger, according to the Mahalach of the Re. There's another Mahalach, which is before in the Lashon of the Ritva, over there in Gittin Daf Nun Hei. His Lashon over there is that the psul of mitzvah b'avera is because the hektish is misayeya b'kniyasa. The maisa hektish was gufa, instrumental in being kind of the chayfetz away from the nigzal. From this ritva we see a new yisoid in the din of mitzvah baba avera. The psul of mitzvah baba avera is because you're using the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do an avera. That's what makes the mitzvah to be pasul. So too over here, the ma'isa gneva that he did before wasn't a total taking away of the chayfetz from the bailam, because it still belonged to the original bailam. He still had a chiyuv to return it. It was through the Maisa Hektish that he takes it away entirely from the Nigzal. Therefore, it comes out that the Maisa Hektish, the Maisa Mitzvah, is doing an Avera, is causing an Avera. That's the Psul of Mitzvah Baba Avera. And the same Mahalach can be found in the Ran, in the beginning of Perek Lulav HaGazel. His Lashon is also because the Hektish is Misayeya B'Kniyasa. The Hektish is involved in doing the Avera itself. This is another possible Pshat in the Re. That's why, if he's already kind of the chayfetz before the Maisa Hekdesh, so the entire Avera was done already. The Maisa Hekdesh does not help for the Avera at all. But if the chayfetz still belongs to the Nigzal, and it's only through the Hekdesh, then we have this psul of Hekdesh Mesayeya Be'Avera. The Lashon of the Re in Aret Taisvis has somewhat of a mashmayis like this pshat of the Ritva and the Ran. Because the Re says, Kivan de ain koniloi elamachmas shehiktish, because it's only koni to him because he was makdish, veloi hai koniloi kaidim, pastor rachmanala krava. The Lashon machmas shehiktish has a mashmayas to this mahalach because it's misayeya in the Avera. Hayyaitzei that there are three possible ways how to understand the klal of the psul of mitzvah of Avera. The fear of enotam, as long as the mitzvah comes through an Avera, even if it was already Yish, means already Kaina, but because the Avera was what brought about the mitzvah, there's going to be Psul. The Fi, the Re, according to the Mahalach of the Rajbe, that has to be that you still see the Shem of the Avera in the mitzvah. Therefore, if at the time of the Maisa Hektish, it's still considered a Dover HaGozel, it's going to be Psul, but if it's Kanoi not. And the Mahalach of the Re, according to the Mahalach of the Ritva and the Ran, is that the Psul is based on the fact that the Maisa Mitzvah, it's creating an Avera. That's Gufa being Misayeya to the Avera. That's why it's Pasul L'Shamayim. Adkan Shtikl number 5. And now, let's go weiter. Taisvis Behemshech Dvarov brings down a Gemara in the 9th Perek, which is the Chayre, a Raya, to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that is a Psul of Mitzvah Baba Avera, even if the Ganav was Kainet before the Mitzvah, and not like the Re, which holds that in such a case, where the Ganav was already kainet, there's no mitzvah hababa avera. The Gemara says later on the Tzadik Dalid, Haresha gozal sa'achitan, a person who steals a sa'a of wheat. Tachana, Losha, Afa, Heirim Menachala, he makes all kinds of shinuyim by grinding it and kneading it and baking it. And then he actually takes off challah, says the Gemara, Keitzan Mevarech, Einza Mevarech, Ela Menayetz. Making a bracha on this afreshes challah is not a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it angers HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara asks, L'chayra, why? L'chayra is already kainet b'shinoi ayidei all the various shinuyim that he did to these chitim. So Abaya answers that braisa is going according to the shita that shinoi b'mkaima imedes and shinoi is not kaina. That's Abaya's answer. Rava answers that even if you would say that shinoi is kaina, nevertheless, here there's a problem making the bracha of Ein Zeh Mevarech Al Menayetz because it's mitzvah above Aveira. Adkan, Divrei Rava, in the Gemara and of Tzadik Dalet. Zog Taisvis, so you see that even though he's kainet, ayde the maisa tchina, lisha, afia, nevertheless, when it comes to making a bracha afterwards, we run into a problem of mitzvah baba veira, although it's already his property. Is it right to shita zerbeinu tam and not like the re? That's Taisvis' kasha. And for Taisvis, le'inyan bracha, lahazker shem shemayim alav, roi lahachmer yaiser. That means to say, even though the re says that for the klal of mitzvah baba veira, and call mitzvah Shabbat Torah. Once the ganav is kainet, there's no problem anymore. However, bracha, which has hazkar Shem Shemayim, we have to be more machmer, and the gabi bracha that's going to be a psul of mitzvah baba veira, even though he was already kainet ahead of time. This would mean to say, based on the biurim that we said previously, that mitzvah baba veira legabi shar mitzvahs, that requires, either like the Rashba says, that the Shem of the Avera should still be in the Chafetz B'Shas the Mitzvah. Or like the Ritva and the Ran say, that the Maisa Mitzvah has to be Misayyeya to the Avera. However, Legabe Bracha, as long as it's Kipshutai Ba Ba'Avera, there was some Avera involved in bringing to this point of the Mitzvah, that's enough of a reason not to make the Bracha because of the problem of Ein Zeh Mevarech Ela Menayetz. That's the Mahalach of the Ri in that Gemara. However, the fear of Enotam, it's a partial to mitzvah baba avera, because all mitzvah baba averas are like that, that as long as there was some avera involved bringing to this point of the mitzvah, that there's going to be a general problem. Now, l'chayre, to come out that there's a very major nafkamina in that gemara between Rabbeinu Tam's mahalach and the Ri's mahalach. L'fi, the Ri, the problem is only in the bracha, but the actual afrashas challah is a kiyum mitzvah. Mashenken l'fi Rabbeinu Tam, every mitzvah baba avera has a problem even if he's kaina. So not only is there a problem with the bracha, even the maisa freshas challah would also be a mitzvah baba avera. And as Zoi state mefurish in Rabbi Kiv Eger later on in the 9th parak, v'zelashaynei, misha mitzvah baba avera la yotze yidei mitzvah, he's not yotze the mitzvah at all. However, Rabbi Kiv Eger, behem shech dvarv over there, has an interesting chakira. It's true that you're not yotze the mitzvah of a frasha. But do we say that our frasha is chal and it's matir, the rest of the dough, to be eaten? Or do we say that on account of mitzvah b'avera, that frasha is not chal b'chlal? L'chayre, the beer of Kivegar's shayla is the koyach matir of a frasha's chala mitli toli in the kiyam of the maisa mitzvah of a frasha's chala? Aydoma, the koyach matir stands alone. And even if you can't be mekayim the mitzvah because of the problem of mitzvah b'avera, nevertheless, it has the koyach to be matir, the Isa. The Maisa, the Ramban of Melchames in Masechta Sukkah, says Mefurish that the Afrashas Chal is going to be Chal, and it's just a chasaron in the mitzvah. Adkan, shtikol number 6. And now let's go weiter to the Gemara on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara brings down the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak that says that the chiyuv of Tashlumi Arba v'chamisha for Tavach u'Machar is only by Shor v'seh bilvad. Frekt Gemara Kashe v'amai nelev Shor mishabis. Why don't we learn out Shor mishabis malahalan chay v'oif av kan chay v'oif? And the Gemara goes on to explain that there are extra words in the Pasuk which tell us that Davka Shor Naseh have the din of Dal v'hei and not Shor chayis v'oifis. So the Pnei Yeshua asks an interesting shayla over here. We know that there's a difference between the Tashlumin of Shar and the Tashlumin of Seh. Shar is Chayiv Hey, and Seh is only Chayiv Dalet. So in the Gemara's Havamina that we would learn out Shar Sharmi Shabbos to be Mechayiv Tvicha Mechira for all Chayiv Vaifis, how much would he be Chayiv? Would he be Chayiv Hey, or would he be Chayiv Dalet? So he says, L'chayr, the pashtus would be, being that we're learning it out from Shar Sharmi Shabbos, so all Chayiv Vaifis will have the din like Shar that he pays Hey. B'zok the Pnei Yeshua, but L'chayr, that's not Mistaber. It's not Mistaber that all Chayis and Oifis would be more Chomer than a Seh that only plays Dalet. And for the Pnei Yeshua, that L'chayr would be Toloi in the Tam of the difference why Shar pays Hey and Seh only pays Dalet. The Gemara later on in the Fayin Tesamud Beis brings two Pirushim how to explain this difference. Zok the Gemara over there, Amar Rav Meir, Boyer A kama gadol kayach shamalacha, shar shabit le mimalachtei chamisha, sesh le bit le mimalachtei arba. Rav Meir says, because stealing a shar causes more of a bit le malacha by the nignav, because the nignav is going to lose out the ability to use the shar for work, that's why the compensation to the nignav veshar is more than a seh, which doesn't have the inyan of bit le malacha. That's Rav Meir's pshat in the chilek. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai says a different pshat. Amar Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, bar a kama gadol kveid abrius. Shor shahalach baraglav chamisha. Sesher kivei al ksefai arba. Because by a shor, when the ganav walks with a shor in the street, he doesn't suffer any embarrassment. Therefore, he has to pay a full compensation of chamisha. Whereas seh, that he's suffered a zilzel by holding the seh, the Kadosh Baruch was merachim on him, and he only was mechayivim 4 and not 5. So now, based on these two mehalachim, that's how we would have figured out about the other chayis vaifis, how much he has to pay. According to Rav Meir, will be totally in bitul malacha. Any chayiv vaif that has an inyan of bitul malacha will be chayiv chamisha, but any chayiv vaif that doesn't have a bitul malacha will be chayiv arba. Whereas according to Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, will be totally in the inyan of kavod abrius. Any animal which doesn't have an inyan of kavod abrius, he could walk with it in the street, he'll be chayiv chamisha. And an animal that he has to carry on his shoulder, he'll be chayiv arba. And there'll be a nafkamina, the mashal, if a person steals a large chaya from somebody, if somebody owns a bear or the like, and he steals it, so he doesn't have to carry it on his shoulder. He can walk with it. So there's no bit zilzel, but at the same time, there's no bit malacha. So the fear of Meir, the halacha is going to be that he's only chayiv arba, whereas according to Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, he's going to be chayiv chamisha. Ad kan this shir on Bava Kama Daf Samach Zayin.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.